Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
She has a wonderful mind. She has wonderful experience in the broadcasting business. And I'm sure is a voice that probably is familiar to most of you. How she's ended up in our clutches remains to be seen.
Sheer luck.
Yes. Passed around the table.
You should probably explain that Jennifer will be back on Friday because some people are tweeting us saying, what's going on? I don't understand.
Jennifer has many other obligations and finds it very difficult to be here every day. So we're happy to have her here when she can be here because she is a voice of reason in the wilderness. And it's yet to be determined whether Molly is either in the wilderness or has a voice of reason. But she does have a nice voice, so we'll take it.
Or if I'm
from
in the
there.
Wilderness and just screaming.
Right, exactly.
Something like that. But
if you're in the wilderness, can anybody hear you? It's like the treetops in the forest.
You know what they say, Doug?
What do they say, Rich?
That's life.
Yes, it is. Crank this up, baby. This is big news today. By the way, I didn't mean to slight Rich McFadden on the staff or Kenny Kessler. That's like they've been here 55 years of music. The ultimate Sinatra box set with 101 songs that span Frank Sinatra's career from 1939 to 1993. Notice the juxtaposition of the numbers there. Being released today, this is the year of his 100th birthday, and so that's the reason for the release. Very, very, very important musical reality. Crank it up, Rich. Hey! Frank Sinatra. Why? Why are you asking that? Well, as he got older, his voice changed. All the Chivas Regal and smoking changed his voice over the years.
A guy like me.
See, that sounds like him.
Yeah. Earlier in his life.
Only happen in a town like this.
Husky as he got older.
So may I say to each of you,
people loved going to his concert. I remember going to a theater in the Round with some friends of mine many years ago.
One of you
captivated the audience. Talk about a guy that filled the room.
And I still have the concert program from it. My mom, Dean, Sammy, and Frank.
Kind of town Chicago is. Kind of town, Chicago. All right.
What did the New Yorkers think of this song?
Well,
what did the Chicagoans think of New York?
Let's go to Chicago. So there's a rare, flawless 100-carat emerald cut diamond on the auction block today. Will fetch about $19 million at Sotheby's Jewelry Auction. You ready for that one, Molly?
Yeah.
It will not be a record for a white diamond, though. It was a 118-carat diamond that sold a couple of years ago for $30 million, 2013. Queen Elizabeth turns 89 today. 41-gun salute fired by the King's troop of Royal Horse Artillery. I hope they miss her. And so that's what's going on. That's the fringe material. There are people who are concerned because the United States of America has sent an aircraft carrier into the waters off of Yemen. The USS Theodore Roosevelt.
It's on its way.
Joining other American warships poised to intercept any Iranian vessels carrying arms to Iran-backed Shiite rebels. So is this just an... I was watching something last night. I know it was Bill Maher. I was flipping around the channel sort of dozing off. I was interviewing somebody and suggested in the interview that we would be at war with Iran in the next 2 years when Ted Cruz becomes president.
You know, if Iran and the United States were Facebook friends and dating,
yep,
they would have to list their relationship as it's complicated.
Yeah, right.
Because you look at three major things we have going on with Iran. Right now we're sending a ship to intercept their ships that are bringing arms to the Houthi rebels who are fighting against our interests there.
Who?
The Houthi rebels.
Who?
The Houthi rebels.
Who?
The Houthi rebels.
Who? All right, now keep going.
And we are fighting with Iran to help defend Iraq against certain parts of ISIS.
Right.
And we're also negotiating with them on nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
How do the three different factions of who we're negotiating with, do they talk to each other?
You think the movie with Alex Baldwin and Meryl Streep was complicated? This is really complicated. Something to be watching. Here's some good news for those of you who are humpback fans. Humpback whales listed as endangered species in 1970, but since then, thanks to the good work of lots of people who are interested in their survival, their numbers have increased in the last 15-20 years. So there are many more humpback whales. I know for those of you who are concerned and worried about humpback whales and their future, you'll be more than happy to hear that
say it fast.
Them too. I was going to say hunchback.
Oh.
As a kid, that's what I used to call them. Hunchback whales.
What's the difference?
My grandfather told me they were hunchback whales. The grandfather who told me that those light fixtures in the ceiling would grow light fixtures. And I believed him.
That guy.
Yeah, he's a wonderful guy.
I would have loved to grab a beer with him.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He didn't drink beer because his wife wouldn't let him, but my grandmother didn't let him. But he was there to help Charlotte cross over.
Yeah, there you go.
In fact, yep, good stuff. Speaking of good, good stuff. Every time I mention...
You have a humpback whale in your throat.
No, I have a little Charlotte. Every time I mention Charlotte, I get a little choked up. And then I realize that it's a good thing for me to have that because I can clear my throat, clear my mind, and talk about super beets. Super beets better than regular beets. Super beets better than beet juice. Super beets better than anything you can take to get the blood around your body. Boy, did I have a lesson the last few days in what's going on in my body, and I find that the super beets way of getting blood around to my brain, to my muscles, to my organs, it opens up the arteries and makes things much better for me, and it'll make it much better for you too. Just take a teaspoon, put it in a glass of water, drink it. 20 minutes later, you'll be off to the races, like Richie is and Kenny is.
Yeah,
we get some for Molly.
Molly, I've been giving her some of mine.
No,
but we have to get some for Molly because I'm not going to give her mine
for
much longer.
Yeah,
that. Call 800-655-4183 and get the super beets for you and your family so that you will have... This is something in teenagers, when they get up in the morning, you know, all the stories about, I don't want to get up, school's too early. You know, this is a way to get over that problem by giving your children super beets. Tastes good and is great for them. They'll be alert and aware when they go to school, not half asleep at the first class. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. 30-day supply comes free, comes with your order that is actually shipped to you free. In fact, and a free book comes to you. So you order regular supply, you get a month free, get the book, you get free shipping, and then, never mind all that, you get the feeling of a lifetime by drinking Super Beets. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women. Safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores cleaned and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now. Mention Doug Steffen and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. One of my good broadcast friends, a guy who's a veteran, he runs a group of stations in Vero Beach, Florida, came to know him on one of my trips. As a matter of fact, I think that we've made, over the years, what, three trips to Vero Beach to WTTV? Does that sound right?
I'd say so, Doug. I think that's about right.
And Charlotte was with me each time, I believe.
I believe that's true.
Yep. We went in there, took over like she did every place else. The reason I invited Jim Davis, who's the GM of WTTB in Vero Beach, to come on, I think the first time I was there, it was a combo event because I was working for KABC at the time the same time I did my morning program, and you carried me at WTTB, and that's where Dodger Town was, and KABC carried the Dodgers in L.A., so it was a great twofer. I thought it was one of the most enjoyable experiences that I've ever had as a broadcaster, seeing what went on down there. It was so much fun, and you helped me enjoy it so much. And then I was very disappointed when they closed Dodger Town, and the people in Vero Beach had been worried that it was going to be torn down and some development put up there, but apparently that's not the case. How have things changed for the old Dodger Town?
Well, Doug, you're right. You and I enjoyed a great baseball game there about 10 years ago. And quaint little stadium known as Holman Stadium. And by the way, thank you, Doug. We should mention that your great show has been on our station for now over 2 decades.
Isn't that great? Wow. Thank you.
Really,
thank you very much.
You and I watched the L.A. Dodgers play as they did at Holman Stadium for about 61 years. And just a little bit of history here. We used to call them the Brooklyn Dodgers. They came to Florida. They were the first major baseball team to conduct spring training in Florida. And it was really because of one amazing guy, a guy by the name of Bud Holman. He was a visionary. He was an aviator. And back in 1948, he offered to build a stadium at the abandoned Naval Air Base here in Vero Beach. And the caveat was that Mr. Holman was going to buy a DC-3 and personally transport the team back and forth from Brooklyn to Vero Beach. And he put the deal in front of the Dodger owner, Walter O'Malley, and Buzzy Bevesi. Now, there's a couple of legendary names. Buzzy was the GM of the team. They put the thumbs up to it. The deal was cut. And the next thing you know, Dodger Town was born. And they played, by the way, our station carried every game at that stadium since 1954.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of an unusual marriage because, you know, the Brooklyn Dodgers moved to Los Angeles in 1958. Seems like, you know, a long, long time ago.
Yeah, it does.
And the West Coast seemed like a logical place for them to train, but, you know, they stayed in Vero Beach. And finally, the Dodgers left in 2008 to head to the West Coast. They built a beautiful new spring training facility out there. So it kind of, the last spring training game in Vero Beach, by the way, was March the 17th of 2008.
Remember who they played? Who'd they play? Come on. Who'd they play? You remember?
I was going to say the Mets, but I'm not sure. I don't know.
All right, I want you to hold on because there's more to this story. History of the place is a revered one of those historical sports things that goes so much deeper than that, and in a great place. Vero Beach is a wonderful, wonderful place, growing like a weed. My God, hardly recognize it anymore. And so Jim Davis, who's the GM of TTB, is here to tell us a story about what now has happened to transform old Dodger Town. We'll get back to the story in a moment here on Good Day.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
So I say D, I say D-O, D-O-D, D-O-D-G, D-O-D-G-E-R-S, team, oh.
All right, so Jim, you know, in this portion of the program, we normally have our one-hit wonder contest. Can you identify the singer of that song?
Well,
actually, it may not be. Let's just
Give me a clue. He also did You've Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts.
Yeah.
I know the song, but I don't remember the singer.
All right, well, let's see if we'll give people a couple of minutes to figure out who this is. If you can identify this singer, you get a swell prize. 888-302-3684. It's a perfect tribute for our conversation with Jim Davis, who's the GM of WTTV in Vero Beach, where we have been for a long time. We're talking about Dodger Town. Jim gave us a nice history of the location and what was there for a long, long time, the spring training facility for the Dodgers. Then it closed in 2008. A lot of people thought it was going to go down the tubes, but not so fast. So what are they doing now with it? What's going to go on? This is a great story.
Well, this beautiful old gal known as Dodger Town sat empty for a couple of years, Doug, but Dodger Town would not die.
Well, the O'Malley family still owns it, don't they? Doesn't the O'Malley?
Well, here's the interesting thing. You know, Doug, you remember it's kind of an unusual place where dugouts are literally dugouts along the side of the field.
Yep.
The place is so different from any other park, and there's so much history here. You can really feel it when you walk around. It's kind of like a fine vintage wine. But the O'Malley family, you know, the Dodgers went through a lot of different owners, and there was a divorce involved in that. But the O'Malley family wouldn't let this go. And Peter O'Malley stepped forward to save this property, which was in bankruptcy, by the way. Mm-hmm. And he formed a partnership with his sister. And then they went back and they approached the current Dodger owners and reached an agreement to rebrand this Village Sports museum. I'm sorry, the sports village, and use the name. So now they call it Historic Dodger Town. And by the way, there's a Dodger Town High School right down the street from there. Mm-hmm. They didn't change their name. In fact, the signs when you enter the city of Vero Beach used to say "Welcome to Dodger Town." So anyway, now Dodger Town holds year-round youth sports tournaments. They're in baseball and soccer, lacrosse, and the cool thing about it, it has become profitable, which is now it's not open to the public, but during certain events during the year, earlier this year, I went to a spring training event, and by the way, I have proudly on my desk a Tommy Davis autographed Dodger baseball. Tommy was a guy who scored about 2,000 hits during his decade-long run, and last weekend, this is very cool. The historic Dodger Town hosted for the public a Jackie Robinson tribute game. It was 57 years ago last week, by the way. It was April the 15th, 1947, that Jackie Robinson broke baseball's color barrier when the Brooklyn Dodgers started him at first base against the Boston Braves. And so every April 15th, every tribute game since then, every player on the team wears Robinson's jersey, which was number 42. Right. And last weekend, 6,000 people sat in the stands at beautiful Dodger Town and enjoyed their Dodger dogs and their popcorn just as you and I did a decade ago.
Cool. So, that's very cool. Steve Garvey played there. Mike Piazza. I mean, there's so many great people who have played there. What a great story. I wanted you to tell it. You were the guy who would know it more than anything else. Danny Kaye sang that song, Jim.
The
Dodgers song. That's a more of the oldie goody goldie from our Wrestling Rag and Wrinkle Records. Hey, Jim, thank you. I appreciate your bringing us up to date on a great story from a great community. Happy for the folks in Vero Beach at TTB. It's 28 after on Good Day.
Many know Lou Brissy was starting pitcher for the Philadelphia Athletics in the late 1940s, but few know he almost lost his legs in the Army.
I could not see one foot. I could see the blood, but I could not see the left foot. The right foot I saw, and I could see the hole in the boot. And then I was pretty well out of it for a considerable time.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. Find more on Brissy at AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Right now, a pirate takeover of an oil tanker is being thwarted off the coast of Africa. Right now, terrorists are being watched from 10 miles in the stratosphere. Right now, a school is being built for children in a third world country. Right now, America's Navy is working around the world, around the clock, protecting everything we hold dear back home. Visit Navy.com to learn more.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-500-1061 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-500-1061. 800-500-1061.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program, Tuesday, the 21st of April, 1 month into spring 2015. Can you believe it? A month ago, we were talking about how wonderful it would be if all the snow would go away, and it's gone. Grass is green, and things are looking up for all of us, including Molly Page, who's here with us. Nice to have Molly along on the ride on the Good Day program, along with Richie and Kenny and me. Jennifer back later on this week, it would appear, and who knows what other exciting people will blow in and out of our lives here on the Good Day program. You know, this is really troubling to me, and I need to get this off of my chest. Some group in Ferguson, Missouri, planted a memorial tree. You know the story of the Ferguson police shootings, fellow Michael Brown. And I wish I could do something about shutting all of this crap off. It's the point of technology, yes. What is wrong? I guess maybe that's what what is wrong with people? I said something pretty vulgar.
Finish the story. You got to tell everybody.
Somebody
planted the tree.
The tree, and then they took the concrete and metal dedication plaque at the base of the tree.
Right.
To Michael Brown as well.
Right. So there's a tree dedicated. I'm going to tell you something.
Well, you're turning that off.
Shut
can we
the
mention
hell
that,
up.
That Jennifer's on vacation, so people don't wonder where she is?
But this thing has put me off of my paces because it so annoys me. You heard me what I said during the break.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Brown may have been a good guy, may have been a bad guy. But at some point, don't we have to kind of get
let it go
over it and move on? There was a tree dedicated to this guy, and it was planted, and somebody cut it down. There's a park that was dedicated to, not necessarily him, but, you know, to the locals. Vandals messed up the memorial. They stole the plaque. Come on. Grow up. What kind of person is so wrapped up in hatred or himself or herself or whatever it is that these are the sorts of people that cause the problem to begin with? You know, so maybe the guy was doing something wrong, maybe there was something that wasn't right in the whole scenario, or maybe you could find that with any number of things, including this fellow in Baltimore. But at some point, you gotta move on. It was yesterday. Here's today. It's the now. You're not going to bring Michael Brown back, and you're not going to fix whatever problems you think were either his or the police. It just isn't fixable. It's over.
Let me ask you, and I agree with everything you just said, but let me ask you something just to clarify. Where was this tree planted? In a public space?
There's a public little park in Ferguson.
Okay. And this was approved by, like, the city council for them to put it
in? I don't know that, Rich. Okay. I don't know that. But because the city's media relations team was telling the story, my guess is that the city was involved.
Okay.
Otherwise, they wouldn't have...
that could create some tension.
A spokesperson for the city said that they would replace the tree, so I'm guessing that...
So somebody else...
It actually was replaced yesterday, and the plaque is going to be replaced, they say, later this week.
There's a second tree dedicated to a local resident in memory of a dead pet was also damaged after being planted on Saturday, too.
What did they have against the pet? What did it do?
That's what I'm telling you. People are crazy. Crazy. Well, at least they got two blacks into the city council there. I don't know what they're going to do.
I don't understand why they use city property, though. Why couldn't it be a nice private memorial owned by... people who, because when you put it on property where people who agree and disagree with the situation, you're going to have trouble. Why would you put it on
property? But it's a tree to a kid who was killed.
But the tree stands for something, and people disagree for that something. And I don't think that anybody would chop down the tree was specifically chopping it down because Michael Brown. But
well, they just got an axe for Christmas and didn't know what to do with it.
They were. I think you're kidding yourself. You don't think it was aimed at Michael Brown.
I don't know. It's the back and forth between the two different groups.
All right. Now on to the next problem that requires serious attention. Those of you who are members of PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, worried about fur in the coats that you buy and or give. I thought this was pretty much done. I didn't think there was any way you could buy a coat that was made out of fur or had any fur elements to it. Apparently, Molly, that's not the case.
Oh, well, yeah. First of all, there's still furriers. There's still shops in the U.S. that sell, you know, long
furriers
fur
are
coats.
People that take care of horses.
No, that's a farrier.
No, I'm going to say, okay.
If you get in your boat and you ride down the Mississippi, you see all the furriers right on the side. You can trade for it.
Anyway.
The worst, a little heavy.
So, Neiman Marcus.
Needless markup.
Yes. Got busted in 2012, 2013 for selling faux fur that was actually real fur.
Really?
Yeah. The Humane Society has done investigations on this. Other reporters have done investigations. And they were, you know, subject to serious civil penalties, one for false advertising. They're telling you that this is faux fur. Maybe somebody who doesn't want to buy real fur, or they want something cheap, they go in and usually it's on women's clothing, you know, that small little lining around the collar that looks like fur or around the cuffs. It's actually cheaper for them to kill animals and sell it as faux fur.
Really?
Than to make faux fur, which is why... Neiman Marcus said they didn't know that this was coming from, you know, from other places and they didn't check. But now they've been busted again by the Humane Society and they found in 2015, so far this year, that they found real fur being sold as faux fur. Oregon.
So just to kind of review here, what do they make the faux fur out of? What kind of material is that usually?
It can be made out of nylon, just synthetic materials.
Okay, and so it is cheaper for them to actually hunt or grow, kill an animal, skin it, and take the fur off of it
than it is to make the fake
synthetic material.
Well, especially when you get it from China, because they will kill dogs, and they raise dogs for the fur, and cats, coyotes, bobcats.
I kill dozens of coyotes on the farm every year. They can have all of that stuff they want.
Well, there is stuff made out of coyote, but especially in China, they get it from China, and then it's shipped over, and it's cheaper to do that than to actually make the faux fur.
How many chihuahuas does it take to make a fur coat?
Oh, bad Rich. They're too cute. But there are ways to tell.
They are not cute. That's a disgusting thing. Chihuahuas? There's nothing about chihuahuas that's cute.
They are cute.
That's funny.
They look like adorable little rats.
They make movies with chihuahuas.
All right. We've taken care of the fake fur.
Do you want to know how you can tell, though? If it's real.
You can tell if it's fake or real?
Yeah.
If it pees in the corner of your house.
Coats are house trained. No, if you peel it apart and look down, and if you see material where it's sewn in, then it's faux fur. But if you see like leather, which would be the animal skin, then you can tell that it's real.
Fee-fi faux fum.
But it's a matter of being honest with the consumers.
Really?
Isn't it?
Well, I find it it's a little bit unbelievable that that faux fur is still popular, because there's such an anti-fur sentiment that people might mistake your faux fur for real fur.
Yeah.
Well, that's hard to say. And get uppity with you. So I find it unbelievable that faux fur is still popular.
It is. It is, yes. It's kind of all over the place. And it's just a lining. It's just a tiny bit of fur, a little bit of thing. It's fashionable. And whether you believe in wearing fur or not wearing fur, I think more to the point is that Neiman Marcus has been lying to its customers about what they're buying. And, you know, you deserve to know where your money's going.
A bunch of chow chows are worth a lot of money in China.
Chow chows.
Yeah.
Rich fur.
All right. Enough of this. There's some good news from Maine today. Maine law. We don't talk about much going on in Maine. There's not usually much going on in Maine. But today, lawmakers there have initiated a health insurance plan which would start paying for fertility treatments, so that many hopeful down Mainers could be able to have children. Here's the story. Only married people will qualify, and this, thus the controversy, only if they hadn't become infertile because of a sexually transmitted disease. I'm going to go over this again.
Yes, please.
Only married people will qualify for paid fertility treatments, and only if they hadn't become infertile because of a sexually transmitted disease. In other words, if you had a sexually transmitted disease, you don't get the treatment. And if you're not married, you don't get the treatment paid for. You can get it, but you got to pay for it yourself. And I can speak from experience. My daughter's experience, about $14,000 a shot. So it's not cheap.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
And so does that seem... This is the thing that bothers me. What's the story here? Is it that health insurers are going to pay for fertility treatments, or that the people who are married or don't have a sexually transmitted disease won't be able to get it? Why do you think this story is getting attention? Because 13 other states have laws that require insurers to cover reproductive therapies. So the story isn't that they're paying for fertility treatments. There you go. What is it?
I mean, judgmental in that you can only get this if, I mean, maybe it's not your fault that you got the sexually transmitted disease, maybe you don't want to get married.
How do you get a sexually transmitted disease and not be something that you were involved in? Not that
the person wasn't honest with you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yep. Okay.
Maybe you're in a long-term relationship with somebody. Maybe you're married to somebody, and they go out and fool around on you.
Yep. Okay.
And bring it home.
Yep.
Maybe you don't know.
Okay. I'm naive when it comes to that sort of thing, but yes, you're right.
I'll help you. It'll be okay.
I'm out.
All right. 60. Yeah, me too. 16 before the hour. Television news up next here on Good Day.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. The other day, I was introduced to an extraordinary citizen where I live. An amazing person. Why? This person used to do a tremendous amount of evil in his life. As a matter of fact, he admits to it. He used to be a gang leader. He used to be a leader of a big motorcycle gang. He used to beat up people. He used to be involved in drugs. He was despicable, in his own words. Today, he is completely the opposite person. Today, he helps the homeless. Today, he stops gangs from growing. Today, he counsels people as part of his life. As a matter of fact, he's retired. And is this person going out and living in a yacht or a beautiful home? No. Each and every one of us should learn from this person, find a way to give back, change our lives, and make it valuable to everyone who we meet all the time. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's spring clearance. Save huge on over 25 million in clearance gear. Leftover special buys, demos, open box, warehouse finds, and more. Incredible price drops store-wide. 11 million in markdowns on guitars, amps, and effects. 14 million more in drums, keyboards, and tech. Massive savings on brands like Fender, Gibson, Yamaha, DW, Korg, Shure, and more. But remember, each location and GuitarCenter.com has its own selection, and it's first come, first served. Guitar Center's spring clearance starts tomorrow.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
All right, 13 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with, for some reason or other, I want to call you Maureen, and I don't know why.
Me?
Yeah.
All right, Molly's such an awesome
Richie
answered anything.
Yeah, Molly is a great name, yeah. Richie and Maureen, that's what I really had in mind. Ken Kessler, Richie and Molly, Chuck alum and future Heroes Reborn star Zachary Levi.
Yes.
Is producing Geeks Who Drink, a weekly game show on Sci-Fi. They approved it last week.
Really?
Geeks Who Drink. This is, I watched something last night, or was it the night before? I think it was the night before. I had never seen before, and the star power on the show astounded me. It's a show called Lip Sync Battle, or Lip Sync Contest.
Oh, yeah. Huge.
I never saw it. It's on,
it just started.
It's on the men's thing. What is the score?
What's Spike.
That? Spike. Yeah.
He
it
was,
just started.
LL Cool J was
LL Cool, Cool J.
Last night talking about it.
He had Jimmy Fallon and The Rock on doing, and they were hysterical. Especially The Rock doing an imitation of John Travolta in Saturday Night Live. They lip-synced to the song.
Saturday Night Fever.
Thank you, that too.
Uh-huh.
And it was really, it was very entertaining.
How did you end up on Spike?
I have the slightest idea. It must have been I came in and I turned it on and it was kind of there. And then there was Anne Hathaway versus Emily Blunt in another couple. I mean, this is a star-studded thing here.
By the way, Zach Levi is going to be in the new Heroes Reborn series, which I can't wait for.
That's his company is called The Nerd Machine, his production company called The Nerd Machine. CBS News is defending its decision to air a video showing a sarin gas attack in Syria.
for which no one has yet been held accountable on the 60 Minutes program this coming Sunday. Or was it last Sunday?
I saw it, so it must have been
last
Sunday.
Yeah. Okay, was it disturbing for you?
The future.
No, I like seeing the truth. I like the truth. I think war should be shown as
well,
it is.
We get very sterilized news here.
I'll we sure do.
Get seeing my brother-in-law's dead body on the front of the newspaper in Columbia.
No, this is
that here.
Hey, they don't do any of that sort of thing here. You're much better. Netflix has extended Full House, new series premiering in 2016. Candace Cameron Bure, Jodie Sweetin, and Andrea Barber. I don't know those people, but Full House is very popular, wasn't it?
Oh, my daughter can't wait. Oh.
51 after on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Half the hour now on the Good Day program. Dr. Joseph Chambers joins us in a moment to focus on breast milk. And I think maybe the idea of this is something new. Maybe you did or didn't know about the fact that some people are selling breast milk. And whether that's a good idea or not, we'll determine that in a moment as Dr. Joseph Chambers joins us on Good Day.
This is Larry King from The Throne. I have on the line with me Judy Edwards, who invented the miraculous small toilet stool, Squatty Potty. Judy, first I have to say I love my Squatty Potty. Tell us the circumstances behind Squatty Potty's creation.
Well, Larry, for years I suffered from constipation and hemorrhoids. We discovered that straining is a big part of so many colon and rectal issues. Proper toilet posture can greatly improve these conditions, so that's when we came up with the idea of the Squatty Potty.
I have to admit, when I first heard the name, I chuckled, but it's no laughing matter. Aren't some of these ailments a direct consequence of sitting on the modern Western toilets?
Yes, they are, because our bodies are designed to squat. The Squatty Potty aligns your body in the correct natural posture, and the Squatty Potty is safe and recommended by many doctors.
Give your mom something she can really use for Mother's Day. Give her a Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty is now available nationwide at all Bed Bath & Beyond stores. Or for the best deal, go to SquattyPotty.com and use the code SPRING, and for a limited time, receive 15% off your entire order. Go to SquattyPotty.com.
Take it from the king. See why people love their Squatty Potty and experience relief. Go to SquattyPotty.com.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge?
Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Dr. Joseph Chambers is with us on Good Day. He is an acute care specialist, sees a lot of patients, taking care of pretty much every disease, every problem physically that you can imagine. I was talking to a doctor yesterday, Dr. Chambers, you'd probably be interested in this, who was a surgeon. And at 54, he was told that his, like almost the carpal tunnel syndrome that happens to surgeons on their thumbs. And he showed me, because I was in his office, his little scars just below his thumbs where he had operations done in order for him to be able to continue surgery. And at 54, he said it became too painful and too difficult for him to continue. So he stopped practicing surgery and is practicing a different type of preventative medicine. But I thought that was really very interesting. How often is it the case in maybe the world that you're in? How often do these people who are specialists, I suppose dentists be the same thing, if you can't hold your hand steady, or if you have so much pain in your hand that you're like, he said the last operation he did was he was removing a cancer from somebody's colon, and he couldn't wrap his thumb around it to get it out. That's how painful it was. And that day he said, I'm done.
So well, he has to be done. You've got to be fair to the patient, Doug, right?
Right.
So
yeah, that's what he said. Yeah, yeah, right.
It's not that unusual for men in their 50s or women in their 50s as physicians to change careers, go into administration or do something different. Sometimes it's the stress. Sometimes you just want to change. And sometimes it's a physical thing, like with the surgeon with a carpal tunnel. But it's quite common when you're doing that small minutia.
He said he operated 7 days a week, usually 7, 8, 9 hours a day, because they're that kind of those kind of problems.
He's the Doug Stefan of the surgical ward. He works every day, huh?
All right, let's talk about the industrialization of human breast milk. The fact that it's being sold bothers people. Why?
It bothers people because what everyone is afraid of is that poorer women who should be giving the breast milk to their own children will not and will sell it for money.
Mm.
And it's understandable because there's a lot of pressures on a new mom, a lot of pressures on them to get money to keep it going. So I can understand that. Also, when we industrialize something like that, what suddenly is cheap becomes extremely expensive, which is what's happening. And there's a limited pool of milk out there. There's not how much milk do you think is actually out there?
Well, how many people know they can sell it? That's the thing. There are a lot of babies being born in places like India. Do the mothers know that they can sell their breast milk? Is this something that's...
The moment, though, this is, I think, all American-based.
In America,
milk isn't being transferred from India over here. Mm-hmm. But there are forums where people have been sort of privately selling breast milk for a long time now.
And how expensive is it?
It depends. It can be really expensive if you go through the industrial system, or it can be a barter system where I think your baby needs milk, so we're going to give you some milk effort. Mm. That's what happens.
You need to have the enzymes and the preventatives, the immune enhancers that come with the first of the milk. That's really very important. Exactly. All right, Dr. Chambers, thank you. Dr. Joseph Chambers with us here on Good Day.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.